My name is Reverend Edward Pinckney from Benton Harbor, Michigan. I am in prison or in a concentration camp in Muskegon, Michigan. The Nazi Germans is operating in America. I was convicted with absolutely no evidence, no witness, no confession, no crime scene by an all-white jury that was motivated by something other than the truth. The prosecutor myself had told the jury, you could still convict Reverend Edward Pinckney with no evidence. The judge also echoed the same thing. I was given the death penalty for a 68-year-old man, 30 months in the prison system with absolutely no evidence. I have already served 25 months as a result of a Jim Crow trial that had me accused of altering date on a recall petition against then Benton Harbor corrupt mayor James Hightower. The prosecuting judge both instructed the jury they could still convict me with no evidence. Indeed, there was no evidence. I am an innocent man, threatened, charged, tried Nazi style, convicted, and sentenced in an effort to isolate and silence me against the power of the land grabbing, job outsourcing, blood sucking criminal Whirlpool Corporation that has its headquarters in Benton Harbor, Michigan. On September 7, 2016, the Michigan Court of Appeals denied me bond while accepting my application for leave. It would take up to a year for the Supreme Court to reach its decision on my appeal. The corruption inside the courtroom and justice system today must stop. The Court of Appeal decision is published. It sets a dangerous precedent for the people of the state of Michigan and around the country. The decision indicated that there is sufficient evidence to convict even when there is absolutely no evidence at all. Judge Kelly, Judge O'Brien, and Judge Hood of the Court of Appeal all stated Reverend Edward Pinckney must have told somebody to alter the dates on the petition with absolutely no evidence to support this ridiculous claim. The prosecutor's case rested on the idea that since I was an outspoken organizer, active in political and social matters, I must have been motivated to alter the dates. The prosecutor offered no witness, no confession, no proof, no evidence of guilt or even a crime was even committed. Yet I was convicted and sentenced to an unusual lengthy sentence of 2.5 years to 10 years. America is beginning to look more like Nazi Germany. There are 2.3 million people in the United States prison, 820,000 on parole, 3 million on probation. The United States has 25% of the world population in prison and 5% of the world population. America is Nazi Germany. The scales of the Lady Justice are imbalanced, especially against people of color. We must continue to fight against this grave imbalance to ensure a human just for all. Just for the future, for everyone, we must confront the establishment. We must confront this system. The attack on democracy in Benton Harbor shows that the corporation power structure is determined to crush anyone who stands in its way. It is part of a process that's taking place in various forms all over America today. We are living in America, but I call it Nazi Germany. We must do something immediately to stop this. I need your help. I need the people's help. You can contact me at the prison center in Muskegon Prisons, and my number is 294-671. Please call me. Thank you.